there she goes.
That is what an autonomous electric crop duster sounds like. We talked about it this week as part of our climate solutions series, Reverse Course. When I watched that plane take off and then soar over a field of winter wheat last month in California's Central Valley, I couldn't help but think about the last time I saw a crop duster up close. It was 2019. I was in Mississippi covering a story about a huge flood, and I met a pilot on that trip who offered to give me an aerial view of the Mississippi River. He had a runway on his farm, and that is where I noticed the most gorgeous plane I had ever seen, a World War II-era open cockpit biplane. Now buckle up and hold on. This story first aired nearly 5 years ago. There is a pilot named Jason Wade in the Mississippi Delta.
How come that? I'm going to put this back in here.
I met him recently. He was standing on the wing of his biplane, looking through some documents he keeps in the open cockpit.
Okay.
Wade is a farmer. He flies his planes from a grass airstrip that's been cut out of a cornfield. His Cessna ag truck drops pesticides on the corn from above, but this biplane, it's just for fun.
Tell me about this beautiful, beautiful airplane that we're standing in front of.
It's a 43 Stearman.
1943.
Boeing Stearman. This airplane was a trainer in World War II. After World War II, it was bought by Delta Dusters, which was originally Delta Airlines. They did crop dusting.
That's how Delta Airlines got started.
That's how they got started. So, and after the dusting, it was converted back to a trainer, two-hole.
And by trainer, what do you mean? People would get in this plane and learn how to fly or learn how to crop dust or what?
Well, no crop dusting. They were taught by the military how to fly. So then they went on to AT-6s or T-6s. Usually after they left the T-6, they went to P-40s, P-51s, stuff like that.
Can we walk around to the front a little bit? Now, if this were still a military plane and it were 1943, I assume there'd be some sort of weapon attached to that.
No, these were trainers. They did not
just
have
trainers.
Weapons.
Even if they were training, they wouldn't have any.
They did not have weapons.
Machine guns.
They taught them how to do controls. You know, how to fly. They taught them to do aerobatics in them, loops, rolls, stuff like that.
Do you loop and roll?
My daddy does. I do not. He's an aerobatic pilot. Yeah, he was doing them yesterday.
Really?
He was in it yesterday.
How old is he?
My daddy's 71.
Still doing loops and rolls.
Every chance he gets.
The colors are brilliant. Red and white stripes on the tail, yellow on the wings, and the body?
What is this, cobalt blue?
This is the original Army colors. The Navy were all yellow, but most of the Armies came out blue and yellow.
How does it fly?
Great.
Is it fast? I mean,
no,
is
it's
it
not
slow?
Fast. It's 100 miles an hour. It's not fast.
It sounds fast to me.
It is not.
Especially
it's
when
not.
Your head is exposed
it's
to the wind.
They're just good old stable airplanes. They're not that hard to fly.
And tell me what it is that you like about this.
I like it because it's open cockpit and it's fun.
What's that feel like?
Wonderful.
Flying with your head exposed
there's
to the
nothing,
air.
I promise you, you're going to see. There's nothing like it. That's true flying. You're going to see.
All right. You sit in the back. I sit in the front.
Yep.
How are you going to see where we're going?
You'll see. I don't see much. I do not see
much. I don't want to hear you say that.
It's just feel. I've been doing it plenty long enough, I promise. You'll see. I see not near as much as you do.
I reluctantly climb onto the bottom wing and then step into the front seat. Wade gives me a leather helmet and goggles. I feel like an actor in a movie. And then... I'm terrified as Wade pushes the throttle forward and taxis down the grass runway. We speed up, and then, a moment later, it feels like we're airborne, but we're not going up. To my right, the corn stalks are still at eye level. We're just 3 feet off the ground. Ahead of us, I can see we're running out of room, barreling toward a row of corn. And then, when it seems like there's not a second left to spare, Wade pulls up on the stick. Straight up, and then hard to the right, my stomach drops, and I have never felt so free.